I am so glad to be part of this call this evening. It is my honor and privilege, and my name is LaLena. I'm speaking to you from West Palm Beach, Florida, but I get to introduce Dr. James Prewitt this evening. He is a million-dollar earner, an industry leader, and a trainer, and someone who has such a big heart and is here to give his time, his knowledge to help all of us grow and really, really get this show on the road. We're going to make an impact on people's lives and we're going to make an impact on their checkbooks. And with that, I want to say good evening, Dr. James.
Well, thank you very, very much, Lania. I sure do appreciate all that you do, and thank you so much for that very warm, warm introduction. I want to greet each and every one of you champions out there and say welcome. This is going to be a fantastic call. I'm super excited and honored to be able to share with you some things that we've learned along the way, be able to just pull out our hearts to you. And the only stipulation is once you get to where you're going, we ask you to do the same thing and reach out and pull out to others as well. Just want to kind of reiterate a few things. I had a lot of people giving me text messages and calling, asking, was the call recorded? I want to make sure everyone knows to go to impactcentral.com, impactcentral.com, and click on the audio, and you will see there the training calls recorded there for you. Now, the reason we were putting them there so you can go back and listen to them again and again. We do, however, want you to have your face in the place to be present here live for each of these calls that we're doing each Monday and Thursday nights for the next 4 weeks. So keep in mind that this is a very serious call for very serious people who want to achieve very serious goals. I highly suggest that you have your personal spiral notebook available and that you are ready to take very, very good notes. I know this call will be intense and fast-paced. That is by design, so we can give you all that we can give you in the most efficient time frame possible. I do want each of you all to know that over the course of these next 4 weeks, we have assembled an all-star lineup of VIP superstar trainers, I mean bad to the bone, that are going to be joining us on these next four-week series to help coach, teach, and guide you on this journey towards your success. We will also have specific special guests that will be on the call as well. We do all of this so that you can just plug in and get what you've got to get, folks. You should join this call Mondays and Thursdays and listen and digest all that you can. And once you really begin to listen, to digest, to listen over and over, to really comprehend, you should feel yourself begin to transform. I mean a transformation like that of the Incredible Hulk. Your confidence should begin to bulge. Your skill level begins to burst through. Your posture begins to rise. And you literally are going to become what I call a sponsor monster. You're going to be a superhero who flies all over and blesses people with freedom. You're going to be able to change people's lives and bring freedom to people. That's the kind of superhero you're going to be for your family. So I'm super, super excited to share the information that we're going to be sharing with you today. The name of this call this evening is called A Season of Separation. A Season of Separation. What I want to do tonight is to begin by just talking about the three stages of earning that are associated with the networking industry, the three stages of earning, okay? The first stage is called the overworked stage, the overworked stage. Now, here in the overworked stage, you're literally going to be overworked compared to the amount of money that you're earning. You're just getting started. You're crafting and building your list. You're contacting people, piquing people's interest. You're doing home parties, personal presentations, three-way calls. You're helping your people get started. You're working, 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 working. And, yeah, your first check or second check or third check may only be $200 or $300 or $50 or $400 or $500 here and there. But you're working hard. I mean, you are sacrificing. You're doing all the preparation, all the practice, all the performing that you can. You're getting down for your crown, folks. You are building that empire brick by brick, and yet you look at your check and you see, The money is growing, but it's still small. I want you to know this is when 99% of the people that quit, this is when they quit. They quit during the overwork stage. When it's time to pay your price, pay your dues. And I got news for you. Nobody gets to the promised land. Nobody reaches their goals unless they go through it, unless they pay their dues. You've got to get through the overwork stage. This is where you're working, and your paycheck is slowly climbing. But if you'll stay committed, if you'll stay focused, because magical things happen, not from hocus pocus. Magical things happen in this industry from focus. So long as you keep your focus and you keep on doing what you're doing, you're going to move from the overwork stage to the even exchange stage. This is where you're working hard. Yes, you're working hard, but you're getting rewarded for it. Your check is in the $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 a month. You're working hard, but you're earning some pretty good income for it. Folks, let me tell you something. This stage lasts for just a little while because you'll move from the even exchange stage to the overpaid stage. Now, this stage lasts forever. This is where, yes, you may be working hard, but there's no way possible that you're earning the money that you're earning is not based on what you're doing anymore. You see, I look at a superstar leader like Mr. Eddie Freeman. This gentleman is earning the typical annual income weekly, not monthly, weekly. Does he deserve that? Is he earning that? See, he earned that a long time ago. See, it's during that overwork stage where you're working and you don't see a whole lot right away at the beginning. But if you keep on honing your skill, you keep on focusing, you get into that even exchange stage. Now you're seeing some pretty good money. But then you start getting to that overpaid stage. And even if you're working hard, there's no way the work you're doing at that stage is not equaling your $30,000 a month or $50,000 a month or $100,000 a month. There's no way. There's no way. But see, folks, you earned it in the overwork stage. So let that be proof positive that, yes, you're going to go through each of those stages, but the good news is that overpaid stage sure does last a long time. Now, I want you to consider this. Think about this. For the people that you know that have accomplished something great, the people that you know that have accomplished great things, whether it's great sports accomplishments or music accomplishments or business accomplishments or whatever type of accomplishments there are, everybody that I know who's achieved anything great, they've all gone through something that I call a season of separation. A season of separation is what they've gone through. And what that means, folks, is that there comes a time where you just make a decision. You get mad. When I say get mad, I don't mean you get angry. When I say you get mad, that stands for make a decision and take action. When you get mad, when you make a decision that I'm getting ready to separate myself from the pack. You see, average and ordinary is just not good enough. See, average means you're the worst of the best and the best of the worst. See, when you have that season of separation, I look at Michael Jordan, things that he's been able to accomplish in his career, and there came that time when he got cut. He got cut from the varsity team. He didn't make it. And he went back and practiced. Sure, the other kids were outside playing. Sure, there were other things he could be doing. But no, he made a decision and took action that I'm getting ready to separate myself from the pack. So I want each and every one of you right now to get mad, make a decision, and take action that you're getting ready to separate yourself from the pack. You're going to separate yourself from those folks that only dream about the things they could have, the things they could do, the lifestyle they've always wanted. And you're getting ready to get down for your crown and make it happen. I want to tell you a quick story. There were three birds sitting in a tree. Two of them decided to leave. How many birds were left? I want you to show me on your hand, if you would. Two birds were sitting there in the tree. Two decide to fly away. How many birds are left? The answer is three. Three birds are left because they just decided to fly away, but they didn't take action. So you got to make a decision and then take action to make it happen. So we've got a lot of information to cover tonight, and I want to just do a little bit of recapping on the things that we've talked about thus far. On the last introduction IQ leadership call that we did, I talked about the very first harvest principle. Well, I want to give you this evening the harvest principles, a few of them. We're going to cover the recruiting rules, and we're also going to cover the building laws. The reason I want to go over these things is because as I begin to hone in on exactly how to run, and I mean run towards your goals and bust right through the tape, when we talk about that, you got to know a little bit of the guidelines of what you're trying to accomplish, what you're putting together, and what you're doing. So let's just review, if we could. We talked about that first harvest principle. The first harvest principle is your thoughts and how you think impact your emotions and how you feel. Your emotions and how you feel impacts the words that you say. Remember, the words that you say impacts the actions that you take. The actions that you take impacts the results that you can see. So ultimately, your thoughts and how you think are linked directly to the results that you can see. As a man thinketh, so is he. So I'm here to tell you, we're going to be talking about some of those things as we begin to build. You know, I'm always telling you that it's all about the mindset. We're going to be building this business, the proper structure, three separate ways. You're going to be building it in your mind. We're going to be building it on paper. That's the note that you're taking right now. And we're going to be building it out in the field. So we just covered the first harvest principle. And now I want to move on to the second harvest principle, one that I touched on the last training, but I didn't give it as a specific principle. So here is the second harvest principle. Your income will only grow in proportion to as you grow within. Your income will only grow in proportion to as you grow within. And, folks, I'm talking about personal development. There's a couple of books that I want to mention that I'd like for each of you all to get. The first book I'm going to give you costs about $8, I think. The name of the book is Go Pro by Eric Worre. Worre spelled W-O-R-R-E, Eric Worre. And the name of the book is Go Pro. It's really more like a booklet. But it gives you the six basic skills that you'll need to know to perfect to be very, very good at this industry. But I want you to make sure that you have that book. The next book I want you to get is one by Napoleon Hill. It's called Think and Grow Rich. Now, I am aware that many of you have probably read already Think and Grow Rich. I think we have read it, Dr. Marcia and I, more than 10 times. I know Dr. Marcia used to carry that book in her purse for at least 5 years straight. That's how tight we were. You can't just read it like you do a regular book. You read it kind of like you do a text that you want to make sure you highlight it and really digest the formulas that they give in that book. But the name of the book is Think and Grow Rich. And the book is all about how to think and grow rich. Okay? So remember that your income will only grow in proportion to as you grow within. We're talking about personal development. There's an audio I'd like for you to listen to in your car. I've recommended two books, GoPro by Eric Worre, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And there's a CD series I'd like for you to get to listen to in your car. It is a classic. The name of that series is The Strangest Secret. The Strangest Secret by Earl Nightingale. The Strangest Secret by Earl Nightingale. Yeah, you can listen to Beyonce and Justin Bieber and whoever is on the radio, but it just won't turn into physical money for you. It doesn't help you grow your mental. It doesn't give you the skills and the things that you need to accomplish your goals. So I suggest you turn that off and turn your automobile into a rolling university on wheels, because what we're teaching right now is going to not just pay off for you, but pay off for your children's children's children and leave a legacy for your family. So we've covered harvest principle number one. We've covered harvest principle number two. And here comes harvest principle number three. You ready? Whatever you focus on grows. It expands. Whatever you focus on grows and expands. See, this is going to be key about where you place your time, where you put your focus as we get further and further. That's why I shared something with you on the previous call called the training focus scale, where you're focusing your time, because whatever you focus on is going to grow. It's going to expand. Okay? So that's all. That's just the first three harvest principles that I want to give you. Now I want to talk specifically now about how to build the proper structure as you're building your business. This is so very important that I want to make sure everybody gets this. I may repeat this more than once, but I want to share with you how to build your structure, your business, to create the most impact in the compensation plan. And this is called the 2020 vision. The 2020 vision. Within that 2020 vision, the first thing we have to talk about is the first recruiting rule. The first recruiting rule. That first recruiting rule is called the one-third rule. The one-third rule. Here's what that means. We want you to build the perfect structure. We want you to build personally sponsor 20 people on your right and 20 people on your left. That's the 2020 vision. And there's a reason we choose 20 on the right and 20 on the left. It all pertains to the one-third rule. And here's what I mean. See, one-third of whoever you personally sponsor, no matter what you do, they're going to quit over time. One-third of who you personally sponsor, over time, they're going to quit. There's nothing you can do to stop them from quitting. Some people are quitters. That is going to happen. So just plan on, over time, one-third of who you bring in will quit. But don't worry, because the other one-third, they're going to do what we call incubate. Incubate. They're waiting for their time to come, but they're on the calls. They're buying the product. They're on the smart ship. They're plugged into the events. They're not doing a whole ton of recruiting. They're incubating and waiting for their time to come. One-third are going to quit. One-third are going to incubate, but don't you dare worry, because that other one-third, they're going to be diamonds in this company. They're going to be top income producers in the company that is in your organization. That one-third, they're going to be big builders. Those one-third are going to be six- or seven-figure earners that are in your organization, and that'll help you become a six- and seven-figure earner. So don't get distraught when sometimes people quit. There's nothing you can do to stop that. Don't get distraught sometimes if people seem like they're just sitting there on the calls, but they're not doing a whole lot of recruiting and building. They're incubating. But that other one-third is strong, far stronger enough to explode your business and take it to new heights. That's the first recruiting rule. It's called the one-third rule. Now, the second recruiting rule is a simple one, but it's something sometimes people forget. The second recruiting rule simply is, it's easier to build your business fast than it is to build it slow. It's easier to build your business fast than it is to build it slow. You're going to see more and more examples when you hear about how we throw parties, the home parties, and how we BAMFAM, and what we're BAMFAMing them to. I know you may not know what that means yet. BAMFAM means book a meeting from a meeting. But as you begin to learn how we're doing it and how fast we're doing it, the reason is it's easier to build your business fast than it is to build it slow. That was pretty obvious, okay? The third recruiting rule is you want to make sure to build your business from event to event. You're going to build your business from event to event. Whatever the last event was that you went to, you want to have more people at the next event. You want the people that came to the last event, have them come to the next event with more people than they had at the last event. You want to build your business from event to event. This is important. So that covers three of the harvest principles, and those principles last forever. They'll never go out of style. The recruiting rules gives you a guideline. The one-third rule, easier to build fast than it is to build slow, and the importance of building your business from event to event. Now let's cover some of the building laws. Okay? See, over time, you're going to learn these and commit them to memory. So as you begin to build your business, you're going to remember, oh, yeah, I forgot that rule. Oh, yeah, I forgot that law. Oh, I know this principle applies right here. You're going to be able to put all this together. It's not too much to digest once you learn it, okay? Business building law number one. To be a top earner, you must show the business plan 4 to 6 times per week, preferably in a group setting. Let me repeat that one more time. To be a top income earner, you need to be showing the business plan, presenting it 4 to 6 times per week, preferably in a group setting. So we're going to come back to that and talk in more detail about that. And we're going to show you that how to build that on your calendar, that you are showing it 4 to 6 times per week and teaching others to do the same thing. And we're going to teach you how to turn your calendar into a calculator, but that comes a little bit later. For now, just remember, in order to be a big-time earner, that doesn't mean you have to show up 4 to 6 times per week, but don't be surprised when you're not a big-time earner. To be a big-time earner, really earning the big money, you're going to be showing your business plan 4 to 6 times per week, preferably in a group setting, okay? Building law number two. A recruit is not a recruit until they're dual team qualified. A recruit is not a recruit until they're dual team qualified, preferably in the first 24 to 48 hours. See, when you know this, see, when you watch a rookie recruit somebody, they get really, really excited because somebody joined their business. But if you know this law, don't get excited yet because a recruit is not a recruit. It doesn't even count until they're dual team qualified, until you help them put one on the left and one on the right. Then get excited about that guy because now the compensation plan is open to them. So remember that. You're going to hear me say that over and over again. Did you recruit that person? Yes. How long have they been in the business? 3 weeks. How many have they put in? Well, nobody yet. Okay, you need to help that new recruit bring in one on the left and one on the right, preferably within the first 48 hours, the first week. See, you want to make sure that people are getting qualified fast because it creates momentum in your group. So just remember, a recruit is not a recruit until what? Until they're dual team qualified, one left, one right. Now, that was building law number two. Building law number three, the independent big-time leader that you're looking for is 3 to 4 levels deep in your organization. Let me say that one more time. The independent big-time leader that you're looking for is 3 to 4 levels deep in your organization. So let's go back up to law number two. A recruit is not a recruit until they're qualified one left, one right. So let's just say that you bring aboard Beverly, and Beverly comes aboard at the top package, right? So Beverly comes aboard the top package. First thing I say to Beverly is, Beverly, first thing I want to do is help you get a paycheck right away. Is that okay? What do you think Beverly is going to say? Sure. Yes, no problem. What do I need to do? Well, first thing we need to do is you have two spots in your organization. They're the best spots there. Who would you like to put into those two spots? Let's go ahead and get those filled right away. So we help Beverly get qualified, one business partner on the left and one business partner on the right. But I know there is an independent, that means I don't have to help them a whole lot, big-time earner, top leader, three to four levels deep. So Beverly came in, that's one level. I helped Beverly get one left, one right. So now I've got to help those people get one left, one right, because I'm trying to get at least four levels deep. So once Beverly gets qualified, one left, one right, and I help those people get qualified, one left, one right, all of a sudden I stumble upon that lady, or I stumble across that guy that's a big-time leader, already has an organization, starts pouring people in, but you've got to get that down to three to four levels deep before you'll run into that leader. I want you to know that you have a team once have gone four levels deep. That qualifies as a team. I'll see some people who will recruit one or two people and say, those are the two people on my team. Okay, two people is not a team. You got to get four levels deep. Once you bring in someone who brings in someone, who brings in someone else, who brings in someone else, now you've got a team. So four levels deep qualifies a team. When you drive it eight levels deep, now you've got a leg of business that'll begin to grow all by itself. See, this is quality stuff. And it's taken years to learn. We're talking about building laws. To be a top, top, top earner, you've got to be showing this program 4 to 6 times per week, preferably in the group setting. A recruit is not a recruit until they've been dual team qualified, one left and one right, preferably in the first 24 to 48 hours. The superstar, big-time earner, independent leader that you're looking for is three to four levels deep in your organization. Now that we've covered some of those rules, some of those laws, some of those harvest principles, as we start laying down the program and helping you to run, now you have some guidelines. You know, when you bring somebody in, you know right away I got to get them qualified fast, because it's easier to work it fast than it is to work it slow. And you know you can recruit, not a recruit, until they're dual team qualified. Within when? Preferably 48 hours or about a week. So you're really pushing to help that person create some momentum in their organization. And then when they do that, you're going to latch on to those people that they just brought in, just like you sponsored them. And you're going to help them get qualified right away, real fast, and then help those people do the same thing. And then you'll find out what I mean when all of a sudden on your fourth level comes that leader. Who is this? You look at your genealogy. Who is this guy here? Who is this lady here? Because they're throwing down for their crown, because you built it deep enough to stumble onto somebody great. I hope these laws and these rules and these principles lay a foundation to really help you build. But right now I want to go back to the recruiting rule that we talked about, that you must build your business from event to event. So I am still tingling from the VIP flying event that took place in Palm Beach, Florida. Man, that event was magnetic. And remember this, people make life-changing decisions at live events. At live events, people make life-changing decisions. I sure did. That's why it's important to build from event to event. You can't describe to somebody what chocolate tastes like. You just got to taste it. You got to be there. You got to have your face in the place to experience what's taking place. This is key. Now, we just came from that VIP flying event in Palm Beach, and we're building toward the launch of our Dallas office. Now, the Dallas has a field office that's being put together right now, crafted like a scientist. I'm watching Mr. Clardy Richardson and what he's doing and putting together this Dallas event. Folks, this is going to be absolutely phenomenal. And I just want to pause for a moment in tonight's training and just bring on a very, very special guest. And let me tell you something. If you haven't had an opportunity to be around Clardy Richardson, you're in for a delight, a real treat. The gentleman absolutely has a contagious personality. Everywhere he goes, people love him. It's no mistake because it generates from his heart. And that's why he's working so hard right now, putting together this Dallas office and what it's going to be like. So the Dallas event is going to be on the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th of this month. That's August 22nd, 23rd, 24th. And I just want to go now to Dallas, Texas, and bring on my buddy, superstar leader, Mr. Clardy Richardson. Clardy, you get a chance to make it on the call tonight, sir. Clardy, can you hear my voice, buddy? You get a chance to make it on the call tonight, sir. Oh, boy. Clardy, maybe you're on the wrong call-in number. See if you can jump in and jump off and jump back on and get on that calling number. I want to just bring Clardy on the line and ask Clardy to talk a little bit about what he's putting together for those days, those events. It's going to be a Tuesday, a Wednesday, and a Thursday. Now, listen, if you don't live in the greater Dallas area, that's okay, because I know that even if a person, people chip in or rent a car and drive to Dallas to experience this event, folks, it will be well worth your time. Clark, do you get a chance to make it on the line, sir? Ah, oh, well, we were hoping to have Clarity on the line tonight, folks, but I guess we're having some technical difficulties and not able to get him on the line. Clark, you may want to check that number to make sure that you're on the speaker code. I don't know, Lelania, if you can see if Clarity is on. We can get him on the line. I'm not sure. But let me just kind of share with you what I know that they're doing there in Dallas. I know they're putting together an office space, and this office space is a giant all-glass conference room. There's meeting rooms there in the office as well, reception area, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful facility. And we're putting together a meet and greet with hors d'oeuvres on that Tuesday starting at 6 p.m., and then that's going to last until 7 o'clock. We'll register for the business presentation, then we'll have the business presentation start at 7:30. This is on Tuesday the 22nd. Now, keep in mind, folks, we'll have special guests there at that event. I know superstar leader.
I'm here, Dr. Eddie.
Hey, perfect. Superstar leader, Mr. Eddie Freeman will be there. I know that Dr. Joe will be there. But we finally got Clardy on the right line. I'm super, super excited you guys can spend a little bit of time with him. Clardy, take a moment if you could and just share with everybody what you're building, crafting,
can you hear me
putting up together in Dallas. Yes, I hear you loud and clear, brother. Take it away, man.
I apologize. I think I got dropped at the end of the call. I apologize, everyone, that I had everybody calling me, trying to tell me I was off the call and I couldn't get back in. But anyway, I'm excited. Outstanding job, by the way, Dr. Pruitt, and I am truly excited about what's happening. Glad, so excited to be about a part of what's happening, and my business partner and I and our whole group here, we're getting calls from everyone asking what's the plan, what's getting ready to happen, and I tell you, we have big plans planned for this event. We are going to kick it off with a mixer on Tuesday night at about 6 o'clock. We would like to have everybody come out, kind of get to know you, get to know the founders. We plan on having, confirm the guests that are going to be there, we'll be able to mix and mingle with everyone. Then at 7 o'clock registration, 7:30, we're going to launch the event. That Wednesday, we're going to do a luncheon. About noon at the office. The address there is 2723 Valley View Lane in Farmers Branch. And I tell you, it is definitely going to be the place to be. We are planning to have the same thing happen on Thursday, where we'll do a meet and greet at 6 and then at 7:30 of the presentation. But I tell you, we just want to make sure that everyone RSVPs for the luncheon, because we want to make sure we have enough food. for everyone that's expected to come out, and that's going to be on Wednesday. There are going to be some other things that's going to be there. We're going to be doing some one-on-ones and things like that, but it's going to be an exciting time. We want to make sure that everybody comes with a festive spirit, smiles, and knowing that you are in on ground floor. My business partner and I, we were out, Dennis Knox, we call it Fort Knox, we were out combing the field, and after just doing what we do and meeting people and greeting and sharing this information with people and sampling it out. And one thing that was exciting was that when we told them about this launch, about this fly-in, and they could just see the excitement of what he was talking about sharing this product with everyone, when they, the one question that they asked him, so here's something that I want to let everybody know. Don't be afraid to say that it's MLM, because this guy stopped us in the middle of the presentation. He said, wait a minute, is this MLM? And we was like, well, yeah, it is MLM. Do you have a problem with that? And he said, no. I just want to know, am I in early or am I in late? And we told him, we haven't even, you'll be the first person, you won't, no one that you know will say that they've already heard about this, because we're bringing it straight from corporate to you. And he said, man, I'm in. I just know that getting in early is the key to this thing. So right now, we have the opportunity, because of our timing, because of what we have our hands on, we can say to getting in early, and people want to be in a first mover status. They want to be able to take it all the way in before everyone else finds out about it. Nobody wants to call somebody and tell them, oh, you already heard about that. It's like calling somebody and telling them about a movie. Hey, this is all you already heard about. They can't take the wind out of it when they say, nobody will call or say they already heard about it. And timing is everybody. Everybody remembers the pictures of Bill Gates in the garage, and everybody remembers the pictures of the wind. Everybody remembers the Zuckerbergers and Facebook and all that. Everybody remembers when they wish they could have been in a position to get that first phone call. Well, today, you have been put in the position to get the first phone call and to give the first phone call with the people that you know.
Marty, we can't hear you as good, man. It sounds kind of mumbled. Is there any reason?
Speaking of, let's have a look at the Gibbs and Metroplex. Some people may get jealous when we say Dallas. So we're going to say the whole Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Come on, we're excited to open it up, and we're excited our business partners for sharing this with the world. Back to you guys, Jay.
Hey, thank you very much, Cloudy. You broke up there a little bit at the end, but I think we got the gist of what you're saying, man. And let me tell you, folks, I've known Mr. Richardson for a number of years. He don't do anything small. Everything he does is big. So I really encourage you to be there. I know when we were talking, you were sharing some of the details to our general manager, Nick Engstrom, and he said, Clary, I've got to be there. I'll make sure I'm there. So we're going to have an all-star lineup of the executive team. I believe Dr. Joe, the inventor, creator, scientist, that formulated the product will be there as well. Top earners, fantastic leaders will be there. We want to make sure that you're there. Get some of your guests there. We'd love to have you. We'd love to powwow, lock arms with you. By the time we're building toward that event, everybody in this line will be qualified. You have other team members that are qualified. You have already broke through some ranks. We've already gotten promoted because we're about to really get down for our crown. I've laid down just a few of the ground rules for everybody to run on, and folks, we're going to start that going this way forward. So make sure that you're listening to these calls again and again and formulating your notes. Now, the reason you're writing the notes, not just to work your pen and work your finger muscles, is so that you can go back and study and learn. You see, folks, here's what I know. You can't just say, I want to be an attorney or I want to be a doctor, and just put on your white coat and walk into the emergency room and you're a doctor. No, you've got to go to school. There's some things you got to learn. Then you got an internship. And then you got to go and do your residency. Then you can be a doctor. You got to go to law school and then take the bar exam and do all this. And then you can go and start building your practice, your career. Hey, it's the same here. If you really want the big-time professional income, you got to learn a few things and get the basics down and learn those few things, folks, and then you can run. Right now, we're teaching you how to lace up your shoes. But very soon, we're going to be talking about how to run, how to cut, how to juke a little bit, sprint. So make sure that you're digesting and getting the basics down. Clardy, I'm going to take just another couple of minutes
and I'm going to pass the call over to you to close out if you don't mind. But let me just make sure everybody knows this. You're going to get out of this exactly what you put into this. And what Claudia Richardson was talking about is absolutely true. You dream of the time when you could be the very first person to hear about something big. And you can look back years later and people say, oh, I wish I would have found this when you found it. You see, folks, we don't just want to see the opportunity. We want to seize the opportunity. That's the difference. So, Mr. Richardson, it's been a plum pleasure sharing this information with everybody tonight. I want to pass the baton over to you to close out the call. Take it away, Claudia.
Well, Dr. J, again, I am so excited. I apologize, everyone. I was visiting my sister at the hospital and my just poor reception in here. But I tell you, I just want to say that I am excited to be on this call. Hats off to Dr. Pruitt and Dr. Marcia and all the other leaders that have come together. And, you know, I still get so excited about who we're working with. And, you know, when you ask me, and I've been on many, many fly-ins. I've been on many, many of these same type of calls. And everybody said, well, Carter, why are you so excited about this one? You was excited about the last one, but you act like you more excited about this one than ever. Well, number one, the product works. When you have something and the product works, what you hear right now is me on the product for 3 days, 4 days. Can you imagine what's going to happen when I'm on this product in about the 10th, 11th day? I believe I can. Anyway, that's another story. But I tell you what, you will believe that you'll be able to fly so the product works when you're working with the leadership of Eddie Freeman and his beautiful, beautiful, I don't know what he wanted, his girlfriend, his business partner, his life partner. I tell you, they call her something else, so I want to make sure I have the permission to call her that, but I'm going to say LaLania. But I tell you, when you get a chance to work with them, when you get a chance to meet Nick, if you have not had the opportunity to meet those individuals, when you get a chance to see their heart and feel their heart and hear what they're talking about and what they're sharing with others and why they're so excited, you will never want to say that you are not, you heard about this, but you passed on it. We missed a lot of things. I missed the land rush. I missed the gold rush. I missed the oil rush. I missed the telephone communication deregulation. I missed all of those things. But I refuse to miss the launch of Impact, because we're going to educate you on how you can do, not just for your health, but for your wealth. And I truly believe that we're going to leave a legacy. And with that being said, leave a legacy. Make a difference in your family. Choose life today. Choose to live. If you choose to live, then you'll choose Impact. Anyone that doesn't choose Impact, I don't know what other choice they have. So with that, I want to see everybody in the place. I want to see everybody over the top. This is our time. We've been looking for the right one. This is our time. No more excuses. You can never say that you were never in the right place at the right time. Dr. J, I'm going to end it with that. Get in. Get started. Pick your team. Do what he said. The leadership is here. The training is here. All you have to do is plug in. Are you plugged in? Get plugged in. Good night.
Thanks so much, Dr. Richardson. We sure do appreciate you. Remember, folks, the harvest is plenty, abundance is your birthright, and greatness is your destiny. Have a good night. Bye for now.